So, we started essay seven of the Orota Tria, and let's dive in, have a short recap of what we saw up to now, and we'll continue from where we left off. So, we saw that Rabbi Cook is discussing the source of the battery power for the Jewish people. And he's having this ongoing discussion with secular Zionism in this series of essays, where secular Zionism sees that they have to predicate the movement on something new. And Rabbi Cook is continuing the polemic and saying that no, we have to predicate the movement on something old. And it has to be the Torah and everything that is in our own culture. That's where we're going to find the wellsprings for continuing with the revival process. So we're up to this last paragraph. Karnaim miyadam lanu. It's an interesting way of, it's very poetic what Rabbi Cook is saying in his methodology. And he's saying that all of these great values that we have in the Torah, he said in the previous sentence that we have great ideals that are very specifically designed and specified in the Torah. And in the previous paragraph, he mentioned that we're talking about the temple, the prophecy, the political system, the kingdom. And he says that as we return to Eretz Yisrael, we want to return to the way Israel is supposed to be as depicted in the Chumash, in the prophets, the way the Shas sees the Jewish people in with all of the mechanisms and machinations of the state. Karnaim mi'adam lanu. So all of these concepts, the temple, the monarchy, the prophecy, they're all sending rays to us. So that when you see someone who is really hyper about the political system. Even today, people are saying, "Oh, we have to change the political system. We have to get rid of Bibi." Or people that say, "We have to get rid of the people that want to get rid of Bibi." But whoever is hyper about it, Rabbi Cook is identifying and saying that it's coming from rays of light. Rays of light are coming from our monarchy, all the way down to the people who are holding signs for and against the political system. The same is true with the Mikdash and the Machon Mikdash and everything that goes with the temple. And they've already started making the different vessels for the Beit HaMikdash. So Rabbi Cook sees this as rays of light that are coming and touching individuals who are affected by these rays of light from the Mikdash. Same is true with prophecy and all of the mega Kabbalists who want to bring prophecy back. And they are involved in methodologies that once again will bring prophecy back as a real concept. I don't know what they'll do with all of the gambling casinos once prophecy returns. But the people who are involved in all of these, in the Mikdash, the Malchut, the Nevuah, the temple, the kingdom, prophecy, Rabbi Cook sees them as being touched by rays of light from these abstract concepts, which are waiting to find their formulation in the real world. Rabbi Cook again is using a very beautiful poetic language and saying that the waves of light are hitting our eyelashes, our eyelids, And it's such an interesting way of explaining it, because he's saying that our eyelids are closed. He's saying that 2,000 years we're asleep, and we have this vision of a sleeping beauty that suddenly is awakened by rays of light that are touching her face, and by rays and waves of this beautiful light that once again is causing her to open her eyes. And this is what Rav Kook is seeing 100 years ago, when the first initiatives for reestablishing the Jewish state began with the secular Zionist movements. And here Rabbi Cook is seeing, and he's saying, don't think that secular Zionism is something created by the Satan. And don't think that it's just a non-important secular activity, and that just like you're going to have people that are involved in building cars and locomotives, so you'll have people that are involved in the design of political systems. Rabbi Cook is explaining that secular Zionism is rooted in a very lofty light. And as a result, we have unbelievable anticipation for its absolute fruition as it grows. We have to prepare ourselves for this unbelievable light. And Rabbi Cook says, you don't think that secular Zionism is a passing episode. It's not passing. We have to prepare ourselves in a really big way, because God is bringing about a revolution, a redemption, something that we never had before. And you have to prepare yourself for something really big when you see the secular movement of Zionism starting to get its show together. Ladat ma anu uma tafkidenu. We need an orthodox answer to the questions that are being asked by secular Zionism. Who are we? What is our job? I mean, we agree that we're supposed to have a nation, we're supposed to have a kingdom. So is it really clear to everyone exactly how every aspect of government is supposed to work? And do we know how the temple is supposed to be serviced? It's well known that the Chofetz Chaim was very interested in people starting to learn Kodshim. And he said that in the yeshivot and in the yeshiva world, people are learning Noshim and Nezikim, and they're learning about the home and the family unit, and they're learning about the neighborhood, but they're not learning about the temple. And soon we're going to be returning to Eretz Yisrael, and nobody's going to know what to do. And since the Chofetz Chaim began with that initiative, now there are many yeshivot that are focused primarily on the study of Kodshim. And there's even a Shulchan Aruch, a Kitzer Shulchan Aruch for Kohanim, what to do if suddenly the Beit HaMikdash is built and whoa, you don't know what to do. So all of Kodshim has been turned into a one small volume Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, so you can be a Kohen and just know the ways in the temple. So here Rabbi Cook is saying that we have to prepare ourselves, and that when he sees the secular Zionist movement starting to take off, he says, this is it. This is the Geula. This is the redemption. And as a result, we have to prepare ourselves. What do we say about these questions? What is our social system? What is our economic system? What is our political system? Mani shmatenu b'chol eitanuta doreshet meitano. And here Rabbi Cook phrases it in a beautiful poetic way, but it's also very powerful. And he's saying, what does our soul in all of its grandeur demand from us? Now, grandeur is not eitan. Eitan is just like super strong mega iron. And it's grander with the connotation of mega strong. So, what is our neshama? with all of its greatness and its strength, what is it asking? What is it demanding of us? What is the ultra-Orthodox, what are the Orthodox people supposed to do when they see that God is beginning to resuscitate the Jewish people with these rays of light and waves of light on their eyelids? Suddenly we're awakening and saying, the time has come. Now it's time to figure out how to work again as a nation and not as a dead body in the exile. Haruach HaGadol V'Na'aleh, HaShoef L'Gdolei Gdolot. And here Rabbi Cook is saying, the great, wonderful, lofty spirit that is aspiring for greatness, that is the only thing that is containing life and all of mankind in its valor and glory. What does that mean? What does all of these words mean? Rabbi Cook is explaining that there is a source for secular Zionism. Don't think that secular Zionism has a menial low source, but the spirit of the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael is nothing less than the neshama of the Jewish people that is rising from the dust and returning with all of its greatness. And as a result, the essence of this spirit aspires for the greatest of all greatnesses. And we want the entire world to be rectified in the ultimate way. This is it. This is the only solution for all of world and mankind's problems. And it is what is going to contain mankind with all of its glory and valor in the end of days. Matima in gvurata chayim amaleim. Our understanding and our neshama, and this neshama that is looking for boots on the ground manifestation, this neshama fits in with us, with our culture, with what we believe in, gvurata chayim amaleim, with having life actualized to its fullest. We don't only philosophize about life. We're not theorists of life, but we believe in living life to its ultimate, to its maximum, to every iota of real existence that is involved in vitality. And here Rabbi Cook is talking about the body. And it's something which when ultra-Orthodox Jews hear this, they get goosebumps and they say, whoa, where are you going, Rabbi? And Rabbi Cook is saying, yes, this is what the neshama wants. The neshama wants healthy bodies. It wants vitality of blood running into healthy people. He wants soldiers who are able to fight and be the most valorous soldiers in the world. And you're going to have ultra-Orthodox rabbis who are saying, Rabbi, what are you doing? Why do you say that? You know that a Jew has to begin his life as a hunchback, and then he has to stop eating until he's meek and until all of his muscles look like gefilte fish. Then we have the ideal Jew. So here, Rabbi Cook is explaining that the ideal Jew is a manifestation of this great, great, great neshama. And the neshama wants great bodies. And it's a completely new philosophy that's appearing here. And he's saying, when I see secular Zionism, I see the desire of the soul to want a body. The soul of the Jewish people wants a healthy body so that it can once again be resuscitated. And here he's saying, Memalim gviot maleot dam bari v'chayel atzum. Once again, people care about their physique. They care about their abs. They want a six-pack. And Rabbi Cook says, that's good. That's something very positive, that people suddenly want to be healthy. Meretz kabir v'tzalat chayim adira. People want life. They just want to be happy. They want to live life to the maximum. That's it, just to be happy. Ki rak gvurat haruach be'itan elyonuta. This desire, and imagine an Orthodox Jew watching, an ultra-Orthodox Jew watching youngsters at the age of army, just living to the maximum, having healthy bodies and expressing vitality of life. Rabbi Cook is not talking about Torah and mitzvahs here. He's talking about just living it up and having healthy people that know how to go on ski vacations. And an ultra-Orthodox rabbi is looking at this and saying, Rabbi, this is an atrocity. This is an affront to God. And here Rabbi Cook is explaining that this is what the great neshama wants. The great neshama wants great, healthy bodies. He rak gvurat haruach be'itan elyonuta. Only such a body is able to contain the great spirit in its lofty foundation. Yisrael. This is the neshama that is beginning to shine, and it is the neshama which is coming to mankind in the form of the valor of Israel. And I think today, Rabbi Cook said that just in the very beginning of the Zionist movement. I think today, everybody in the world kind of knows that the Israeli soldier is number one in the world. And I enjoyed, I saw an interesting video clip of Putin, and he was on a panel, and everybody was just asking him questions, and no one else was being asked questions. So he said, "Can I stop for a minute and tell you a joke?" And then he said the following joke, that there was an Israeli soldier who was coming to be enlisted. And they asked him, "Tell me, what do you do if an enemy soldier comes?" He says, "Well, I'll charge and shoot." He said, "Very good." Said, "Well, what if an enemy command car comes?" He says, "Well, I'll charge and I'll kill them all." Said, "Well, what happens if an enemy tank comes?" Said, "Well, I'll just charge and throw hand grenades and destroy the tank." Said, "Well, what happens if you have to deal with enemy planes and they come and they attack you?" He said, "Well, I'll just aim my ammunition at the planes and I'll shoot them down." And then before they could ask another question, the Israeli soldier said, "Well, I have a question. Am I the only guy here?" And this was the joke that Putin decided to tell his press that were asking him too many questions on the panel instead of asking the other people as well on the panel. And I think that the world kind of recognizes that this giant mega neshama has touched ground, and it's like a tornado. When it touches ground, then it has fury, and that people know what's happening now. And today, the world is seeing a little bit. They haven't seen the entire amount of fury, but what is happening now in Gaza is just an unbelievable display of this power of neshama that is touched ground, and it has healthy soldiers who love life, and they are willing to fight it with super mega valor because they are instilled with the valor of the neshama of the Jewish people. This is what's holech umitbalet b'chayenu b'hitpartzam ata b'zerem shel netiyah l'hitkomamut ha'umah al admatah historit. Rabbi Cook is not seeing it in war, but he's saying that he's identifying this valor within the Zionist Congress, within the Maccabi, within the initial desire of secular Zionists to want to be healthy and to come to Israel and to be involved in the physical ramifications of agriculture and also the army. This is the way Rabbi Cook is seeing how the Zionist movement is a manifestation of this neshama. And here Rabbi Cook is once again, paying his attention to the Zionist movement, he's saying, if you don't have any target, you don't have any goal, you don't have any reason for valor of life, it's just not going to hold water. And it's just going to melt and not be there forever. It will no longer be valorous, and it's going to be mitigated. V'hi tatnun. I don't know what that word means. That's an interesting tatnun. Tatnun. B'titz'ad el havaleha. It will do something and parade to its dissipation. Tatnun. I don't know, it'll do something, but anyway, the idea is that if you don't have a goal, the valor is going to be mitigated. Hanechona lefaneha bemora. And it's just going to go downhill if you don't have something upholding it. Ugvurat ha'chaim elyona hamuteret bichlal b'kahal am hi mofad b'matarata hanechona lefaneha b'chayinu b'chayim atochim shelanu shebishvil kachanu chayim v'kayamim nilchamim u'minatzchim. Here Rabbi Cook is saying, what is giving our soldiers the stamina, the posture, and the valor with which to victor? It is the lofty aspiration, the lofty neshama of the Jewish people. He calls it gvurot ha'chaim. It's the desire of the neshama to actualize itself in the nitty-gritty of real day life. Gvurot ha'chaim elyona, ha'me'uteret bichlal, and that it wants the best of all of mankind. It's the ideal of all of ideals, and that if some people are willing to fight for Greenpeace, and some are going to fight so that they'll find a cure for cancer, and some are going to fight for political peace, and some are going to fight for all of the ideals that people fight for, Rabbi Cook is explaining that we have the source of all ideals, and we want the entire world to be rectified in its most maximum path and way. And when this empowers the individuals, it empowers them with unbelievable prowess and capacity with which to deal with the vicissitudes of life and with which to deal with all of the challenges that the individual faces and the nation faces. And Rabbi Cook is explaining that you cannot predicate secular Zionism on what he calls nothingness, on just without any goal and just having a country because we want a country. It has to be predicated on we want a country that will be the model for all countries in the world. We want to start an international dialogue so that all of the nations of the world will recognize the greatness of God through us. This is already a design. This is something that we can talk to all of the nations of the world about. And that when we have this as our goal, then we will be able to breathe life into the veins and the blood of all of these healthy children and soldiers and everyone who wants to live life to its fullest. They'll be able to live life to its fullest because they will be imbued with a magnificent power from above. We'll stop at this point. We finished this essay, and Sunday and Monday are Purim in Yerushalayim, even though Monday night is already after Purim. But I wish I was able to go back to studying right after Purim like I'm supposed to. So I think we're going to meet again on Tuesday, and looking forward to Shir on Tuesday. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer. And if not, we will meet again on Tuesday. Stay safe. Good news. Purim Sameach.